that what is going on with your churches is not just an attack of an individual sovereign, an individual social position. It is an attack on all of us. Okay? Now, when people live in Germany and Hitler emerged, and the strength of the mind is taking you out. I forget the poet's name, and it doesn't seem to be a better meaning, but it's not here. But I am sitting here, and I want you to go, oh, I'm sitting to the door, I'm sitting to the door, I'm sitting to the door, I'm sitting to the door. And if you go, oh, I mean, you know, it was down in the peace, and you did not see it. Mm-hmm. And this is what's going on right now. What's going on right now, the so-called Churchill controversy being told, is a direct manifestation of the war in this country. The war up there in Iraq is used as a rationale for turning on a war against our civilians, against our freedom of speech. And if you don't know, it's happening to you. The same people who are responsible for the Patriot Act, who, by the way, one of the leading architects of the act is a phenomenal and soft connection. Calling my identity false. Those who don't have a place, identity quality, not one. So, you know what I'm saying? We have to understand the uses of identity politics to camouflage what really is going down in our nation. The reality is that we are no longer living in a democracy. Nevertheless, me and my distinguished colleagues continue to perpetuate that view. It is my institution. And others push me. They come to my well, no, I don't really know what they should, you know, it's nothing to do with me. But one of the things you don't make up is not to tell them to do. Okay. Since the first un-election of George Bush, or the un-election of George Bush, one of the things that happened to the first of us, Florida, and I was back in Ohio, right? And we have seen an escalation of attacks on those of us who have the audacity, as my distinguished colleague, Churchill, to look at the reality, to speak truth to power, in terms of why what happened in 9/11 or 9/11 happened. What were the real reasons? The generation of our first words weren't many years ago. But the military industrial complex has a lot to do with our so-called everyday lives in this country. And the kind of arts and forces that we must fight against. This is what's going on right now. It's important to understand also that the right wing in this country is not only so well organized, but even more important, so well funded. It has been very, very effective in identifying those of us who speak truth to power. If one church opened up was not doing it, to not be in a position to do now. I've been there. I am a victim of the FBI counterintelligence program. I was placed 66 years in prison in 1968 for the crime, in quote, of organizing non-violent protests against racism in the popular schools of these Los Angeles. I was only a young scholar, and I was not yet, quote, a notorious professor emeritus at Berkeley. of you who have four or five hairs that I do in the audience remember what part of this is, right? What happened then? You have to attack and speak out against the government. You are a lethal factor, a communist. Whether you are talking to the individual or not, of the communist party. Now, the key to that, you know, is calling those of us, or as people calling those of us, who continue to keep the promise, either terrorists or terrorist sympathizers. Now, the American Council of Trustees and Alumni, whom the governor of Colorado, I think, is a member of standing, okay, is a, as Ward has mentioned, part of the Cheney Foundation process. There's another organization of whom we have well-represented individuals here, called the National Association of Scholars. The same people on our faculty here who have been attacking those of us in ethnic studies since the time we emerged on this university campus back in 1969. They're also responsible for the attack on the World Church. Then there is the Students for Academic Freedom, talking about misnomers, or oxymorons, I don't know, a better way to put it. They're very well organized, here and everywhere else. So this attack on World Church represents an attack on ethnic studies as a whole. Women's studies now, and probably studies soon, Asian American studies soon. But it's also an attack on the academy as a whole. Because we're part of this academy where there's some people out there not prepared to speak. And where there's some people out there not, our scholarship collectively has contributed to making the academy a much more meaningful enterprise in this nation as well.
That's right.
Okay? And the work of the scholarship are people like Ward Churchill, David G. Wong, Ron Pataki, Michael Bayetta, those are among you too. Okay? Roma going all up in Barbara Christian, Jim Jordan, and I know that you're with me today very angry at me. They're here in spirit. You've been joining us all the time in the country now. People are not with me. Looking for our place of scholarship. You all do what we do on this. What is more than anything about sexuality? What is it about gender, patriarchy? You know? For those of us in ethnic studies who were the first ones who began to, you know, speak to power in the scholarship. Now, what's going on in Georgia, as an example before Colorado, and you know about this probably, the state legislature there has passed, right? The legislation. Designed to raise the university curriculum and accompany the professors teaching research in public activity. The international well-known scholar Salima Tariq Ramadan at Notre Dame University was denied an appointment at the Muslim University by the Immigration and Management Service. There is right now a bill before the House of Representatives, number 6307, that if passed, would create an international advisory board that, according to the memorandum of the Coalition of International Education, allows for quote, general intervention in the conduct and content of international studies programs. Okay? That's one more right now. So I hear the Spirit told me to say what was going on in Colorado. And what's going on with Professor Ward preaching in the context of a speaker. It's not just an isolated issue of faith. Because it's very, very serious. Implications and ramifications to the very future of our nation as a quote, liberty democracy. To the end of 2000, what we have. As long as we fight to penetrate this country, as long as we have a process and a political system that is controlled by the rich, the international corporations, we have liberty and democracy. And that liberty and democracy is going to be important. In conclusion, when the issue first happened in Colorado, Professor David Tuttle and I, and Colleen and Mrs. Mondale, cooperated the position. And it's certainly the reason why, and the end of the week, we got 230 signatures in support of the position of Lord Churchill's right to speak out, to speak truth to power. And this is from the bottom here, under it. And this is what we conclude that academic freedom is essential for the safety of the year and the whole point of view. So that the facts and data marshaled with open arguments and counter arguments can be prepared. They must be very open to address the avenue open of maintaining the respect of the world community. To say nothing of adjustment for future generations of Americans, they must mark steadfastly that they can decide to turn on most basic freedom in this time. This applies especially to those of us who may lose exercise dissent. When it is in town square, in a public hearing, in a place of worship, on the airways, or in our nation's center of higher education, the university. We human science university scholars have dedicated our lives to education, to our teaching, writing, and service, and it's critical. And the reason it is sustained to be a human and science. And therefore, if you are a reminder, to those who would quit on the rights of academic freedom, that the very nation is ready to shelter from controversial expressions of opinion by some citizens is most at risk when we fail to also protect the rights of those citizens. Thank you.